and talking to guests on behalf of the Seidman College of Business every month. Those guests here in the studio, let's do a nice introduction. Affiliate Professor of Management, Kevin Behrens. Kevin, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Any snow on the on Canonsburg Hill yet?
No, very little. But if you go up north, you might see a few flakes.
I mentioned that because we bonded before with your ski patrol hat.
And, that's right.
Good that that you have that as your avocation. Mm-hmm. Would you also introduce our guest to your right, if you would?
Assistant Professor Lance Deng, who teaches business analytics, and he's been with us almost coming on the second year, so he'll chime in and we'll answer some questions about business analytics this morning.
Morning, Lance.
Good morning.
Thank you for you. All right, our topic today is cool. You're going to talk about unlocking student success in the areas of management information system and ERP. So here we go. I'm going to first of all ask you about this BI, this business intelligence, and why it is an important skill for business student. Let's start with you, Kevin.
Sure. Well, the current employers are looking for students right now that have business intelligence and business analytic skills. And the reason is they want to make real-time decisions and sort out data and be able to make real-time decisions quickly so that they can make their business profitable as quickly as possible.
Lance, again, why is it important, these skills, for business students from your expertise?
Well, in general, we teach our students the concept of knowledge worker. And in today's business world, employers are looking for knowledge workers, roles such as marketing analyst, financial analyst. And as a knowledge worker, the student need to be very proficient with identifying relevant information, analyze this information, and communicate the information to coworkers and clients to improve their decision making. So this is primarily why the skills in analyzing information and telling stories about their findings is critical for our students.
Let's talk about examples of process and instance-level decisions where BI is important, Kevin.
Yeah. Well, when we're looking at a business and we're looking at things from the process level, we're trying to see how we can make our businesses more efficient. And by doing that, we make the business more profitable. So we may look at specific processes in a plant. We may look at customer order tracking and see how long that takes. An example of that is Amazon, for example. Within 4 minutes of you clicking purchase with Amazon, that package is pulled off the conveyor belt and on the truck ready to go to a person's house. And of course, you get 1 day shipping, 2 day shipping, and that's really revolutionized our business. A lot of the changes we're seeing with shipping have occurred through, you know, online sales, and it's really changed the way businesses are practicing today.
Lance, why are... I'll call it BI, standing for business intelligence. Why are these skills important for business interviews?
Well, as I just mentioned, probably this question is more related to the first question I just answered, because our employers are mainly looking to hire knowledge workers, and they want candidates who are proficient with information. So that is the reason that BI is important, and we're teaching the students skills related to how to analyze data and how to interpret their findings on the impact of business processes.
Another thing too, if I could add to that, is, for example, a student might be hired to look at behaviors in terms of shipping. Where are the trucks, and how are we shipping material, and how are we getting information, or how are we getting our products from warehouse to warehouse or from warehouse to the customer? And using those analytics, we figure out ways in which we can save time. So we look at shipping behavior, we look at shopping behavior, how people buy, where items are placed on shelves, and where people pick items off the shelf, and where it's located. And
which shelf's better? Which shelf's going to get me to buy?
Within your line of sight, of course.
All right. That makes sense. Hey, how can BI improve a process, and can BI improve profits?
I'll
start with you, Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're all about profitability. So let's say, for example, we have a product that's not selling well. We might want to look at some of the behaviors as why the product isn't selling. And then we try to figure out how to increase those profits. What are we doing wrong? Are we paying too much for it? Are the customers not interested in the process or the product? You know, what is it that's going wrong? However, we may have a product that's flying off the shelves, and maybe we have to figure out why that's happening. You know, for example, if you just take water by itself, and if you look at the regions of the United States, fruit water or fruit-flavored water in the South sells bigger than it does in the North in the U.S., but clear water and carbonated water sells better in the North. So why is that? By region. So we can look at regions and look at buying habits to see how we should sell or market our products, increase profits.
Well, I think Kevin just gave us very good examples. But in general, if we look at the general BI framework, first we need to define how what is an improvement in a business process. And then we'll be looking at key metrics that can be used to measure the outcome of a business process. For example, in the sales process, the key metrics might be profit, sales quantity, sales revenue. And then we can look at these key metrics across different dimensions. For example, dimensions such as region, products, and customer. And then we can see how the key metrics, for example, profitability, varies across these dimensions. And in order to identify areas for improving sales or for reducing costs. So that's the general BI framework.
Yes. And the buying habits are changing. So as we look at the buying habits of younger people or millennials, they don't mind paying more for products. That's what we're finding. They like convenience, and they like to be able to buy from their homes. And you're seeing the results of that because a lot of bricks and mortar stores are closing. Yeah.
Expand on examples of BI with shopping behaviors.
Yes. So what we look at is, for example, behaviors might include the time of day, the amount of money they spend, the types of stores, the type of shopping, the types of products. So we look at those trends and we determine, it helps us determine price, it helps us determine how we're going to ship them, how quickly people want the product. So those are behaviors that we look at. We also do, what's really interesting too, is companies are also looking at their competition. And so they're using analytics to see what the competition's doing so they can be more competitive as well. So you have the customer, and then you have the competition included in the analytics.
And you might have answered this, but why do we analyze competitive data? I mean, these are the advantages, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we analyze the data so that we can always be more profitable. So, for example, if we're looking at time, if we're looking at logistics alone, that is big. If you notice on the highways, the number of semi-trucks we see going down the road, they're increasing.
Yes.
They're not decreasing.
They sure are. Okay.
So, you know, how we get the products from point A to point B or from warehouse to customer, that's a big, big concern today.
My little smart car needs to stay out of the way of those trucks. Hey, Lance, how about more of the, Professor Lance Deng, more of the impact on students in real simulation examples?
Well, in the Seidman College of Business, we have a class in which we ask the students to play a simulation game in this simulation games, the students will form up teams to compete against each other to sell bottled water in a virtual market. So that's the simulation part. And meanwhile, the student can generate a lot of their sales, transaction, and market data during the game. And we teach the student the skills how to analyze the data from their simulations and how to use the insights they found from the analysis to improve their decision making in the game. So that has really engaged the students.
Great. Almost out of time. Expand on that. And I need a future opportunity where BI can make a difference for business.
Well, I think in future opportunities, I want to speak to how student opportunities are going to improve. When students go to a job interview now, they can give real examples in their job interviews. So it's one thing for students to say, yes, I've done this. I've created analytics. I've created charts, graphs. But if they give real examples in their job interviews, what we're finding is that students are more successful in their job interviews because employers see that, well, hey, they have an example where they can apply to the job skill. Into the future, you know, within the last 2 years, we've created 90% of our data, and that's phenomenal, and it's not slowing down. So as we look at, for example, big data, how do we crunch this data? How do we make decisions? How are we going to use all this data in a meaningful way that gives us insight and gives us directions for our business? That's the key for the future.
Your final word, Assistant Professor Lance Deng?
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And when we teach our students in the business school, we do not only focus on the skills, the technology, but we also focus more on the impact in the business world.
How do we find out more information?
They could contact us at the Seidman College of Business, either one of us. We're there every day. So Seidman College of Business, or contact us through the Department of Management, which is where we're located. And we can always help people with their concerns.
Classes today?
Not for me. Today's my office day. It might be for Lance.
Yeah.
Go get them. Educate our future. Thank you very much, gentlemen, on behalf of our monthly conversation with guests such as you from the Seidman College of Business.